Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Camp Breakdown as we look at the offensive line, this particular report. And we're going to dig into the tackles first. I know you were a guard, but we're going to get the guys.
Offensive line as a whole, it's hard to talk about one position because players have to be multiple position players.
Right, and that versatility is what every coach wants. I mean, injuries last year, a perfect example why. 1 year prior to that, offensive line stayed healthy. Last year it did not, and it caused a big, I would say a big piece of the offensive struggles at times last year, run game and pass protection.
Right, because you're using six offensive linemen nowadays. You always have that sixth guy coming in. And so where are the Bears benefiting right now? Charles Leno Jr. is getting a lot of very valuable reps against good players in the Bears camp. He's practicing every day against Pernell McPhee, against Jared Allen, against a crew of outside linebackers that are very powerful and very clever. So Charles Leno Jr. is benefiting, and that benefits the Bears because ultimately they do have to identify who that third possibility at offensive tackle can be. And then you look at around other guys, you have to start investigating, can they play both sides? Do they have the balance to be right as well as left? How well are they mentally understanding the game so they don't have the mental breakdowns?
Jordan Mills this week explaining, you know, he really wasn't at all 100% didn't like what he saw on tape when he reviewed it after the season, couldn't get any push or didn't trust his foot that was surgically repaired just a few months prior, so he couldn't feel like he could get the explosion and the push off of the offensive line. He now feels he's ready to go, but he'll be competing.
Oh, no doubt about it. But, you know, along with the maturity of Kyle Long, you do have the development of Jordan Mills. And Jordan, he has to be realistic and understand last year wasn't his greatest of seasons. However, he's a young guy and he can get a lot better. But he's got to get better to make sure the tight end position improves. And then Kyle Long has an obligation of getting better to make sure Jordan Mills in the right tackle position improves. It's not his job. But again, he is the leading candidate right now. There's other developing players behind him that are going to get an opportunity to get some really important preseason reps.
Well, a guy who played everything except center was Michael Ola, and we've seen him out of tackle as well. Tyle Fabaluge, the rookie, big guy. You know,
right.
These guys are all going to get snaps as well. All right, so let's look at the guard position. You got the two-time Pro Bowler Kyle Long. He's full of life, full of energy. He's destined to be one of these team leaders, no doubt, right now. He has fun. He wants this game to be, it's important to him, but he wants this game to be fun as well. And I think he's a guy that pulls guys together.
Right, he is. He pulls guys together in an enthusiastic way. He's got a lot of power. He's got good balance, good athleticism. Could be considered at multiple positions. But the unique thing about Kyle Long is he's got a teammate over at the left guard position in Matt Slauson. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you know a lot about Matt Slauson. He is one of the key elements to this offensive line. He has a lot of experience at the left guard position that he can spill over to Kyle Long. He also can help a developing young left tackle. Yeah, the high profile of this offensive line is on the shoulders of Kyle Long. But again, Matt Slauson is really important to that locker room and to that meeting room about the betterment of this O-line.
Matt, one of my favorite guys. I'm sure he's one of yours as well. A passion for it. When he was injured, you could see it on his face. It just about killed him. He just cannot handle the idea. No offensive lineman does. They can't stand being away from that unit and practicing and working for something that they're working with now. And so it's good to see him healthy once again. And he looks like a bad man out there.
Well, you stand
right?
out here at practice and you see the sweat pour off his face, through his beard and onto the ground and onto his shoulder pads. And he's a guy that loves
that's
it.
That's not a beard. He's that's not, a lifestyle.
He's not, looking for a, he's not looking for a towel to wipe his face. It's just part of the practice.
All right, in the pivot, Roberto Garza now out of the plans for the Bears in 2015. So Will Montgomery, someone with familiarity with Adam Gase and John Fox, is the veteran component at center. Aronis Grassu is the rookie component. Both gentlemen, what can you tell us about?
You know, Will Montgomery's got a lot of experience. He's got experience in this system. He's got experience on the sideline with offensive coordinator Adam Gase and offensive line coach Magazoo. And so he understands what's expected out of the coaches, and I think he can get that message across to the other offensive linemen quickly. But again, it's going to be nice because the competition between an experienced veteran and an upcoming rookie is going to be fun to watch because I think every practice out here, Aronis Grassu is expected to get better and should get better. He's got a big, long frame that will help the Bears.
We only mentioned a few. The depth chart is thick, as always is, in training camp, 15 offensive linemen. And then you throw in the tight ends into the mix, too. Dave Magazoo, who we have come to know here in a short period of time. Love the old school mentality. I like his animation. I like the way he teaches. I think we're going to love this guy.
Well, you know, positive reinforcement for offensive and defensive linemen is an everyday coaching aspect. And Coach Maggs has to do that every day because, again, this is a young offensive lineman learning a new system with some young players.
That's Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. That's going to wrap up our look at the offensive line here on Training Camp Breakdown.